Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're brought to you by Sands Bethlehem. Sands Bethlehem has it all, and it's all yours. We're also brought to you by Amtrust Title, led by industry veteran Steve Napolitano. Amtrust Title, you're on solid ground. And yes, we do have the feel of a Super Bowl team here.
No doubt.
I would agree with that. And with the Yankees, I do believe we had the feel of a playoff team, of a possible World Series team, and we still might. But last night was not a good night for them.
Pitch swung on and long drive to right center. Gardner going back, looking up, and she is gone.
And she, meaning the ball, not Susan. That's John Sterling on the fan.
Where did I go, John? I'm sitting right here next to you. You keep telling people I'm gone. Wishful thinking. And how about this Kaepernick thing? Of all the dramatic things.
Well, it was Josh Donaldson.
92% of the NFL's minority, but the owners are racist. It doesn't make any sense, John. She's back.
She is back. And Josh Donaldson was back last night. Not one, but two home runs. And the Blue Jays wound up beating the Yankees 4-2 last night. CeCe Sabathia gave up both of them. The problem with him, came off the mound, left the game after three innings. Knee not doing well.
And Donaldson had no respect for him at all because he hit that one bomb on a 3-0 pitch.
What does that have to do with
that
anything?
That means
he's sitting dead
red. He knew
red
he was going to groove it, and he knew it wasn't going to be all that fast.
And the second home run was out in a blink. Here was Girardi certainly concerned about CeCe because guess where he's coming? Back to New York.
He's actually going to go home tomorrow, I think, and see the doctor. And it's not what you want, but it's what happened.
I'll see you later.
Yes, exactly.
You know, a lot of people have been, before he went on the DL earlier this year, there was remember the big story about how, hey, now he's got that knee brace on, he's pitching lights out, that's all he needed was, some structural support and all that. And then he comes back and,
Yeah, here he is, and this is not good either. He says, this is something I felt before.
I don't know, it's just the same feeling that I get when, my knee hurts. It's just a pain.
And clearly disappointed, as you can imagine.
This is not his arm, though.
It's just frustrating. It's been healthy, all year.
May not be his arm, but if he can't land, he can't pitch.
Well,
But, 9-4 going into last night. You need him, don't you?
Yeah, you do need him, 100%.
So they lost the game. And
they're
four
out now.
They are. Three in the loss column, but four out because the Red Sox, when they're seventh straight, this Chris Sale guy has been spectacular. Last night, eight innings, just a couple of hits. He struck out 13. They beat the Rays last night, 2-0. Jackie Bradley Jr. had an RBI single. So seven straight for Boston. Then you have the Mets, who last night played the Rangers. They looked a lot better than they did against the Dodgers, and it started early with the home run ball.
The 0-1 on the way. There it is. It's hit deep to right field. Forget it. This ball is gone off the facing of the Coca-Cola corner, the second deck.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Beyond.
There ain't nothing to be excited about.
By the way.
He just did that call like they took game one of the World Series. I love it.
I'd like to know. Let's play a game.
Let's play
new
a game.
New game on the Boomer and Carton
show. I like
show.
Games, Jerry. Go ahead.
Here's the game.
Yeah.
Who's the a-hole?
Well, that is very,
that's
very,
the game, okay?
That is not right.
As I look
Why
down
do you
at
say
well,
that?
Because I take time putting together the scores, and I like to read the recaps.
Yes.
And I want to make sure, especially last night, a little function with my 7-year-old baseball team.
Nice.
I didn't get to watch the Mets and the Yankees,
yeah.
So maybe not on top of
well,
it as I
right,
should
though.
Be. All good, right? We're all good.
Yeah.
Time for who's the a-hole.
Go ahead. How do you play? How do you
well,
play
I know
game?
That the Red Sox beat the Rays last night 2-0 because I watched the highlights of the game.
It was 2-0.
So as I look down to give you a little recap,
yeah.
I see Rays 8, Red Sox 2, as some a-hole made the 0 and 8.
Wow.
And then I look down, and only because I watched the recaps of the games,
yeah.
I know the Dodgers lost because they don't lose anymore. I mean,
you
they
see
never
the
lose.
The Puig play?
They went to Arizona.
Yeah.
They lost to the Diamondbacks. You know what the score of that game was?
I don't.
6-3. But some a-hole changed it to 8-6 Dodgers. Interesting.
Well, you mean they won again?
And I know because I took Dallas Keuchel last night in my fantasy league. I'm sorry to my son. We lost $5 because he got destroyed and lit up. I know the Astros lost.
He's got a fantasy league.
Something.
Blizzard.
But some a-hole wrote Astros 15 and the White Sox 8.
Well, it does not sound
so. So what people don't realize, what people don't realize is you have a sheet in front of you
right.
that you spend a lot of time
I
on
take time.
Writing down notes and
watching
all the
highlights
things.
Of games.
I think that's
that sheet
despicable.
That sheet somehow got taken away from
right.
you and
Who
then was
it?
Edited
Correct.
By an a-hole.
Well, correct.
Now, hold on a second. Where do you keep the sheet?
In my book, which some a-hole ripped out.
Okay, now where did you find the sheet?
I don't know. Boomer handed it to me.
Who handed it to you?
Someone put it in his bag.
Who handed it to you?
My backpack, yes. Correct.
Well, then I think you're sitting next to the guy that you should talk to.
Lisa, who's the a-hole? Your thoughts. I mean, it's clearly one, two, or three.
Well,
now,
four.
I would think
why would you
who's
be pointing
four?
At me? You're not pointing at me.
I didn't say it to you.
All right.
We'll put Steve. He's in the mix, too.
Yeah.
So is it A, B, C, or D?
Well, I'll take a vote.
Call Al Dukes an a-hole. He's your partner.
I didn't. I said the game is who's the a-hole. Now, I'm going to say
can
this.
Can I take a vote?
No, not yet.
I think
here's
we all
the deal.
Know the answer.
Al's my podcast partner in the warm-up show.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it. Right.
What was the score? Of the, let me ask you
nice.
A quick question.
Not
a, minute,
yes.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What was the score of the Padre Red game?
I didn't do the Padres Red game.
No, did you have the score down there? Then?
No, because it's irrelevant.
I agree. Oh, so
I took relevant games.
All right. Fair
I took
enough.
The Angels and Orioles because Baltimore had
Angels
gotten to 500
and Orioles.
Now,
so who is the a-hole?
Well, I think I would say by process of elimination.
Yes.
Not Lisa. Too yes. nice. Too sweet. She's helpful. We're all good.
Yes.
Steven. I find that hard to believe that after several email exchanges trying to get everything set, that he would be the a-hole.
Maybe you know
Al is
this
my
morning.
Podcast partner, my warm-up show partner. No chance he would be the a-hole. This is just me speaking. Boomer. I mean, he's Boomer.
And I've been fighting for you the last couple weeks to make sure you get paid.
So by process of elimination...
right?
Me? What?
Yes, you.
I'm just minding my business eating spice drops.
Have a heart attack and die.
No, don't have a
you,
heart
sir,
attack and die.
You, sir, die.
F you.
No, you're no, dead. No. You are dead.
Why?
What did I, what?
Why? Why are you sabotaging
I even
what
a,
I tried to do?
I don't even have a pen,
so we can play, my mistake, I apologize.
Yes.
Is that what we're trying to do?
That's it.
So Joey in the Bronx can call up, hey, guys, Numbnuts over there got the score wrong from the Astros and White Sox.
Did you?
No, I Good. Didn't because I actually watched the highlights.
I don't even have a pen, Jerry.
No. Where's my pen? Because that's
no
gone too.
Boomer's got it.
Boomer does have it, actually.
See?
Boy, you plant the evidence well.
I'm
he
saying
does.
Boomer's the hijinks guy, is the former locker room camaraderie guy. That's what he misses so much. And you know, whenever we go do these shows in football places, Boomer becomes a different guy. Like, as soon as the guests start coming out here,
well, he does
Boomer
turn
turns his back
Boomer.
On me, and he just goes like a freight train out of control, because now he's football Boomer, and feels like, you know, this is his domain, you know, let him do his thing.
It's competitive Boomer.
And
I
kind of
feel like I'm home again, you know
see,
what I'm
at
saying?
The back? And you'll see, you'll get this from Boomer today, too, which you never get from Boomer. You'll see it if you watch it on TV or later on when you guys animate your pregame show. You'll see this. He'll give me this a lot. He'll give me the finger
easy.
I got another question.
Let the
Hold
athletes
up.
Talk.
Hold up. Wait
Shut
a minute.
Up. Shut up for a second.
You'll see this. You see this index finger.
Daddy puts
come
baby
up.
In the corner. That's
It'll
what it
come
is.
Up like, I want to follow up. Oh, wait. I got one more.
Put, boom, put baby in the corner.
Yeah. Why are your hands red?
Because when you take a brand new NFL football that we as athletes refer to as the Duke, there's a redness, a pigment on the ball that comes off on your hands.
Boomer's hands are not red.
Boomer hasn't thrown the ball yet.
I thought you threw a couple.
No, he did not.
Fair enough. No. So anyway, I think we have established what the problem was today. And you've
Fair enough.
That.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.